Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of DadCast. I am your host, JP, joined by my co-host, as always, Mr. Nick Martin. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm actually doing another episode here in my hotel room in Vegas. Once again.
I'm jealous.
You should be jealous. I keep trying to get you to come out here with me. But, I mean, if you get a little peek view, there's the... There's a hotel of some sort in yonder in the window over there. Today's awesome, incredibly kick-ass guest is, man, this guy, he's a fireman, he's a paramedic, he's a musician, he's an amazing, and most importantly, when it comes to DadCast, a really awesome father. And he is a viral sensation with his Instagram, TikTok, Heavy Metal Baby. Please welcome, and I'm totally going to butcher it because I already forgot, Marcel Dubois.
How's it going?
It's Marcel. What was that last name? One more time.
It's Decibo.
Marcel Decibo. Oh, welcome, sir, to DadCast, man. We're very excited that you're on the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me, you guys. It's an honor and a privilege to be here talking with you. So I'm ready, man. I'm happy.
I hope you're sure about that. I mean, because I know you made an appearance on Good Morning America. And so is this now the height of the success? It's the DadCast podcast.
This has to be it, man.
Amazing. Well, let me just give you a quick little premise on, if you weren't already aware, what the show's about. Obviously, we are DadCast, two regular old dads with experience in media who like to interview other dads, celebrity dads, athletes, movie stars, you name it. The whole gamut. In your case today, viral video sensations. And we do our best to try to talk most things dad during these episodes. But occasionally, and by occasionally, every time, we do tend to go off the rails. So if we don't stick to the whole dad premise the entire time, do not be shocked.
That works for me.
The very, very first question and the rite of passage on DadCast, even though we already know the answer to, is, Marcel, are you a dad?
I believe so. Yes, I am.
And now, is it just the one baby or do you have more?
Just the one, just a beautiful baby girl.
And what is her name?
Lane.
Lane. Oh, that's a great, like, so is that it? Is that short for anything or that's just Lane?
Nope, just L-A-N-E.
L-A-N-E. See, my father's name was Lane. And and I actually, cool little story here is I probably five or six generations, my middle name, and I'm about to tell the world my middle name, Nick. Along with my dad, my brother, my grandpa, great grandpa, great 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 grandpa was Granville.
Your first name is Jeff.
So yeah. So
this is crazy.
My full name is Jeffrey Granville Pierce. Right. It sounds like pêche de caviar, but my son, when he was in utero, I'm like, okay, he's going to be another Granville. But then my father passed away before he got to meet my son and his first grandson. And I decided I'm just going to change up that entire thing that's been going on for generations and generations. And I gave my son, his middle name is Lane. So he's Sawyer Lane Pierce. And so I changed it up and it flows real good. And obviously in honor of my father and his grandpa, we did that. So, you know, here, long story short, Lane, amazing name. I wholeheartedly approve.
Oh, thank you so much. On my grandfather's side, actually, their last name is Pierce. So,
well, you know what? Somewhere down the line in some like 87 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of way, we might be related.
Yeah, we may be.
Awesome.
Look at that.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. I mean, who is Marcel? And, you know, aside from being this, you know, TikToker and viral video sensation, and you know, I'm really curious to hear about your life in being a fireman. But tell us a little about yourself, man.
Oh yeah, man. I'm a firefighter paramedic. I've been in the service for just over 5 years now, and it is just the greatest job out there, the greatest job imaginable. I love every day of it. It is so cool. I started, like I said, over 5 years ago. And from there, man, what I like doing for fun is playing drums, you know, playing the guitar, just anything. I used to play a lot of hockey. Pretty much sums it up. I met my wife about 10 years ago. We've been married for 5 years, and it's just a great life.
That's amazing, man. And cool. Question, can a overweight pushing closer to 50 than 40 fat guy still become a fireman?
Well, yeah, of course you can. You can be a volunteer firefighter anywhere. There's some departments that will hire you.
I'm talking full-fledged, like, backdraft firefighter. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course you can.
I know. And here comes Nick. Get in shape. Right. He's been pushing
pump
me.
Pump the brakes, buddy. Pump the brakes, Kurt Russell.
You don't tell me to pump the brakes, man. That's my line. Well, that's amazing, man. You know, I have a lot of respect for, you know, firefighters and, of course, you for what you do. I mean, it's scary, especially for the family. And wait till that little girl gets a little bit older and starts seeing movies and hearing about what dad does. And then you've got that extra added stress on you every time you leave the house for the day. But it's honorable, man. That is an amazing job.
Definitely.
I like what I do, but something in me as a kid, it was either I wanted to be an Air Force pilot or a fireman. And now I'm just a podcaster radio DJ. Funny how things went that direction.
Yeah.
Nick, you got?
I do. I got to ask. I have tried to get my baby to play drums and do cool things like your baby does. My baby puts everything in his mouth. So we started with French fries just to be safe. Yeah. Didn't work out so good.
So how old's your baby?
He is. He just turned one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It kind of happened just randomly. It was about 5 months ago. I just had my drumsticks in the kitchen, and I was just messing around, and I handed my drumsticks to her, and she just kind of lit up with them in her hands, and she just kind of, I don't know, from there, I was like, hey, let's record a video with the sticks in her hands, and I did, and overnight our video went viral on TikTok and, unexpectedly. And I don't know, from there, she just, every time I put the drumsticks in her hands, she lights up and just smiles, starts rocking back and forth. And I don't know how to explain it. She just loves it.
It doesn't hurt that dad's got pretty theatrical as well in these videos. Yes. You know what I mean? It's just so entertaining and so good, man. More, like I said, the world needs more of you, us, the good dads, the involved dads, right. the active dads. World would be a much better place, in my opinion, if they did so. So how old is she? How old is Lane?
She just turned one on July 13th.
Oh, happy birthday, little girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I miss him, that small man. My youngest, she just turned 8 in May, and we're at the point now where she can actually, call me and text me and wish me good night and starting to ask for money.
Looking for ways to spend your money.
Yes, absolutely. And she's wrapped around this, or she's got me wrapped around it. So I'm okay. And the big thing now is, Roblox and fidgets. You guys know anything about fidgets?
Yes.
Oh my fidget God. Spinner.
Well, not spinners, but everything involved with, there's all kinds of different fidgets. You go on Amazon and sell packs of like 100 of them for $50. You go in the mall and find the same thing for, $150. It's crazy. And, it's just the new Lego. And I have found myself screaming in pain and agony because a fidget was left on the floor many, 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 many times. How was it, Marcel? I love asking this question. The emotions, the experience, what did you feel? A, when you found out the wife was pregnant, and B, when it actually happened. So that whole time going through when it became real.
Yeah. Man, when I found out I was going to be a dad, I was just kind of in shock. Like I didn't know how to act, like, just because it was so new. Just a wave of emotions hit me, man. Like, holy crap, I'm going to be a dad. Like, I didn't know how to act. And, working up to the day that she was born, just more and more emotions kept coming at me. And man, the day she was born was just like the best day of my life. Like, it's so hard to explain. I mean, as dads yourself, I'm sure you understand. It was just such an awesome experience to
yeah,
you know, be in that room and watch it happen, just getting to be a part of it. And then just seeing her for the first time, getting her little footprint put on my shirt, man, and just getting to hold her. It was just so awesome. It's just unexplainable. It's hard to explain to people who aren't parents because it's just something. I think it's something that everyone should experience in their life at least one time. Just, you know, if anyone's thinking about having kids, I tell them just do it because it is just an awesome life experience.
Absolutely it is. And yeah, that experience keeps going. Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
I just said, yeah, for sure, man. That's it's insane. Like everything that comes with that too. Like you've got, they're born, and then you've got all the stuff that like, you're going through, the same stuff I'm going through now, walking, starting to have like tiny little conversations with you that are just like, what? This little thing I made can like almost talk and tell me what it wants. It's like the coolest thing in the world.
So. Yeah.
Now, are you going to keep putting drumsticks in Lane's hands and, until she either A, becomes a pro drummer, or B, is like, Dad, I'm done with this?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just going to continue to encourage her. I mean, just until she's either sick of it or wants to, you know, wants to do something else. I would love for her to become a drummer. I mean, I have a drum set in the house, and I'm going to get, I already bought her a tiny little drum set. So hopefully
I was just going to say, I'm waiting for the little drum kit video, man. That's
like, oh yeah.
Gotta be coming next.
Yeah. We've made a couple, videos, her jamming out in front of her little drum set. It's so funny, man. She just goes to town on those things. It's awesome. So yeah, I'm going to continue to encourage her. And if she grows tired of it, then I don't know. I don't want to force it on her. So
you got to throw a guitar in her hands then and see what happens when that goes around, or maybe, you know, something sports or whatever, et cetera, or just lay them all out and see what she goes for. So anyone checking out the podcast who's not heard of Marcel and Heavy Metal Baby, you can check them out. Instagram, it's official Heavy Metal Baby, at least to Instagram. TikTok name the same?
TikTok name is not the same. It's just Heavy Metal Baby on TikTok.
Okay. And I know this is not awkward. When I go to edit this, I'll see what I can do about putting this in here, but I'm just picking a random video here on Instagram.
Yeah.
And in my hotel room, which apparently is not good service. See, the oomph has just been destroyed. I had it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You ready? Let's see what we got. Let's see if you can remember this one. Look at her. She's so cute. Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy Metal Baby. Ah, you must be a proud dad. I really wish this would play. Maybe we'll load for a little bit.
We're waiting for it to play.
Yeah.
Anybody that does watch this, go check it out because it's like the best thing in the world. Is you're going to make your day, make you happy. It's awesome.
Here we go. I love the bow in your hair, Dad.
Oh, thank you.
Man, it's so good.
That's so good. And you know, I did a little deep dive on you before, of course, doing a little research on who you are. It is what we could find. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you and I are pretty much paralleled in when it comes to our music tastes. There's a whole bunch in there that, I mean, obviously the Metallicas, but man, I grew up Metallica, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, all these bands that were huge, and it's still what I listen to today.
So all those bands were like just before my time,
right?
But I still listen to them, mainly Metallica from that era. But yeah, like right after that, I grew up on like Linkin Park, Slipknot, Mudvayne, System of a Down, like
System. That's the one that. Oh, gosh. My favorite song by System of a Down that is very, I doubt you've ever heard anyone say this, but because it's what I do for a living, it's a video, Radio Video.
Okay.
Hey man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio. That oh gosh, that song. When those first albums came out, I mean, it was just on repeat. What was that? 2004, 2003, man. It's just love System and Surge. I actually had lunch with the guys back in before those albums came out. It was Medieval Times. Were they in L.A., California, where they, you know, did the whole jousting? No way. Yeah, that was a good – there was some crazy guys.
Man, that's so cool. Yeah, I would love that. That's such an awesome experience. Yeah, I grew up listening to those guys, and we've done a couple – we've rocked out to a couple of their videos in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Nick, what do you
think? The bands that you've had that done this – the videos too, have they reached out to you yet to – have you guys jump on a video with them?
Collaboration.
Right. Man. We've had so many bands reach out to us after we do one of their songs. But I haven't had any ask for a collab yet. Like, have you heard of Our Last Night?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are awesome. They do a lot of covers, a lot of awesome covers. I think I might be doing a collab with them in the near future, but no. So it's been so cool just having all these bands reach out to me, bands I've grown up listening to. Like, it's just crazy. It blows my mind.
So I would keep tagging Jacoby from Papa Roach.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the collab king right now on TikTok. So.
Oh, I know. Man, yeah. Papa Roach has left comments on a few of our videos, and that's their Last Resort song. That's our most viewed video. It has over 11 million now.
Oh, dang.
That's crazy. And Jacoby, he's a stand-up guy too. Yeah. So, I mean, if you were to able to get to him, I absolutely will help. Nick, let's make that our short-term goal to get a collab with Marcel and Heavy Metal Baby.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, so like my baby, he only calms down to Papa Roach, specifically Last Resort. It's insane. Like when we go on our night drives to put him to sleep, it's Baby Shark and Papa Roach. it's like the craziest drive.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. Yeah. When my wife was pregnant with Lane, we bought those belly buds that you put on her stomach, and right. We'd play classical and then switch over to, Slipknot or something real quick, just so she gets a good mix.
Yep. That's what we did with our baby. Like, he's got to have. Yeah. I think we messed up on the Cocoa Melon and the Baby Shark, though, because now it's just like nonstop.
Oh, Cocoa gosh. Melon
and Baby Shark.
Is Lane into Cocoa Melon?
Well, she was as a kid. When she was like 3 or 4 months, we'd play it on the TV and her eyes would be peeled, but I couldn't stand it anymore. So I said, no, we're turning this off.
So how did you break her? Because, this is like every day we have about an hour, 2 hours of Cocoa Melon.
It's not about breaking the baby. It's about breaking dad. Seriously,
just because I watch it when he's asleep doesn't mean not watching it too.
What I mean is, you got to get through, at least what I think. You know what? I'm going to let Marcel answer that question. It was not directed at me. And
man, it was hard. Like, we just cut cold turkey. I mean, I was like, I'm done with this. We're going to watch something new. I kept trying to find movies until she was really into it. And she's really into Toy Story, man. Something about those movies, she just, her eyes will be peeled when Toy Story's on. So try that.
I'm in.
Anything other anime, and also those voices and all those works. I'm at a loss for words today, man. I think the Vegas is catching up with me, you guys. I apologize. Are there any possible brothers or sisters in the future for Lane, Marcel?
Oh, yeah, the question. There definitely is. We want to have two or three. I don't know what the cutoff's going to be, because originally we wanted a boy so bad. We had our hearts set on we want a boy. But as soon as she was born and a month went by, I was just so happy that we had a girl. Like, I just think the bond, I don't have a boy yet, obviously, but I think the bond between a dad and a daughter is just so special, and I'm so happy it happened the way it did. As far as having, if our second one's a boy, I don't know if we'll continue to have a third. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see, but there's definitely a brother and sister in the future.
Yeah, nice. That's good. Good. I rarely get a yes on that question. But then again, Depending on the guest, they're usually like, nope, we're good. We're done. I was lucky, man. I completed the set. Two shots, two tries, man. Got my boy first, then my girl second. And I do have a stepdaughter who's 16. So I got, I got the whole gamut. But it is, it's something to be said. Don't get me wrong. I love them both as much as you could possibly love. But that bond and the way you're teaching this comes up in almost every episode is different. It's not worse. It's not better. It's just different. With a son, you tend to be a little bit more, goal oriented. Yes, son. I continue the bloodline and be a man and yada, yada, yada. But with the girl, it's just so much more sensitive and different and heart melting. Son, he'll watch these vlogs and Dad, how come you're nicer to my sister? It's like, I'm not nicer to your sister. It just appears that way sometimes. He's going to watch these vlogs back or these podcast episodes, and he even says it. He's like, how is it different? What do you mean, Dad? And it's just, you got to hammer across them that, we don't love you any less. But the dad-daughter relationship is something to behold. You were not kidding. And I don't know how it would be with having the son coming in second. Maybe, get to work, man, and come back in a year or so, and we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Got any tattoos dedicated to Lane?
I do not yet, but I definitely want to get one for sure. I think I want to get her footprint we got at the hospital the day she was born. I think I want to incorporate that somehow. I think that'd be cool.
Absolutely. Maybe put it on the bottom of your foot. Now no one's going to see it. Top of your foot. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I think the top of the foot would be pretty good. Yeah.
I want to get a tattoo of myself all over my body of me, but taller. What do you think? Tall. Nick, you're into that, right?
I don't have words now, man. I'm like, get a tattoo of me all over your body. And then,
No, why would we do such a thing? We don't need more of Nick Martin. Actually, we could use more Nick Martin in the world, but okay. So were you were in a band? Did I read that right? You played in a band, Marcel?
I was as a kid.
Yes.
We were like 11 years old, maybe up until we were 11 up until like 14 years old. I was in a band with all my friends in middle school, leading up to like ninth grade. And, we had a few gigs around town.
That's awesome.
We played at the same place that I know you interviewed, the Bowling for Soup guy.
Yeah. Jared.
Yeah. I watched that, the other day, and they're from Plano, Texas. So we played at the same venues that they would. And so that was pretty cool playing at the same places as they did. And I had a lot of fun as a kid, man.
Nice. What was the name of the band?
It was weird. We were called Dumb It. Instead of Damn It, it was Dumb It with a U.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. I wish we find the archives of that.
I know. I've searched because I know there's videos out there, but man, I can't find them.
And you're still in Texas now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, from what I've seen of everyone we've ever interviewed and, people I know, in fact, I've got family that live just out of Austin. Most Texans, from what I've seen, are pretty fierce sports fans. Is this the case with you?
Yeah, for sure. For the most part, everyone around here is like diehard Cowboys, or Houston Texans. But I used to be really into football, but then hockey kind of took over for me, and now I'm Dallas Stars all the way.
Right on. Okay. I can get down with that. I was here last month, and it was game 5 of Montreal versus the Las Vegas Knights. and at the hotel we're staying at. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should go to that game. I'm glad I didn't end up losing 3-0 that night. And they got booted out the next time. But I dig some hockey. So, but are you you're a Cowboy fan though?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Okay, I got no problem with that.
I'm not like die hard, you know. I believe blue and silver, blue and white or whatever. But yeah, I love going to games. Love going to the Cowboys games. I love going. I live 5 minutes down the road from the Cowboys practice facility, so like I've done a tour of that facility. It's so nice. I'm right next to all of it.
I'm actually taking. So I'm in Vegas, as I mentioned. I'm a big Raider fan, by the way. I'm taking the tour of Allegiant Stadium tomorrow after I check out of my hotel room, then driving 17 hours to get home. But I am, I've heard that this tour and this stadium is just amazing. Like the top of the line technological masterpiece that it is, at least for a couple years until they build a new one, but looking forward to going to do that.
Yeah. It's such a cool experience. Just walking through that, all that stuff, getting to see the lockers and, you know, where all the magic happens, so to speak. So it's so cool.
I may or may not have Nick spent $350 yesterday because I won some money and bought a brand new jersey.
So tell me, you're going to film this walkthrough of Allegiant Stadium.
I don't think they let you, man. If they do, I would love to. Are you kidding? Come on. I'm always going to. In fact,
I know
the camera is right. It's hiding up there. I don't know if you can see it. It's right up there. Whatever. It's super nice. But I did get the other stuff we were talking about. If I can, absolutely, that would be amazing. But I don't know if they're going to let
more than just the outside of it. I've only seen the outside. I'm a little jealous of this whole trip you get to go on tomorrow.
Well,
I think that's the most jealous I am of your whole trip this time. You get to go through the stadium.
Going to see the stadium? In other news,
and I don't even like football.
Other news, are you a wrestling fan, Marcel? WWE ever wrestling. As a kid?
I was a little bit. I had a little phase, I think, that lasted about a year long. I was definitely into like Stone Cold Steve Austin and all those guys.
The Attitude Era. I grew up, I'm in my 40s. I grew up and when Hulk Hogan was coming, and then that's it. Yeah. You know, I'm forever a lifelong fan. There'll come years that I don't really pay attention. But when my son, he was, 2 or 3 years old, and John Cena comes on the TV and he's just did it. And all of a sudden the song plays and he does that whole, oh my gosh. And he's glued to the TV. He became a fan. So we took him to a couple shows here and there. He met Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in person. It was really cool. But
no way.
I found out a couple days ago when we got here, and I knew in the back of my mind that this was happening, but forgot about it. But SummerSlam, like the biggest second biggest pay-per-view in wrestling, is at Allegiant Stadium next month.
Oh, no way.
My son's 11th birthday is next month, and he still kind of likes it, especially, well, he's a big John Cena fan. And this John Cena is making his return to SummerSlam to face Roman Reigns, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I got to get tickets. This will be, I have to get tickets. And I looked it up and we're talking $50 to $100 for nosebleeds, but that's not going to cut it because a tiny little ring, $5,000 to $6,000 for ringside. So I'm like, okay, there's got to be a happy medium here. And I'm going to throw him out there because I got it done, Nick. Brian Lindsay, he's a former guest. We call him the CEO of Vegas. He owns seats at Allegiant Stadium. So any event that comes through that stadium, he gets first dibs on those seats for anything. Doesn't matter what it is. And I'm like, I wonder if he has SummerSlam tickets. Called him up when I was here. He does have them. He's not using them. And they are mine if I want them, Nick. And I told him, yes, count me in. So we go into SummerSlam next month. 4 tickets. It's the equivalent of the 50-yard line, about 5 or 6 rows up in the stadium. So
like, I'm going to SummerSlam with you?
No, you're not going to SummerSlam, son.
Oh.
Sorry. when I said we, I meant my son, myself, my lady, and grandma's going, because grandma's a huge wrestling fan, and she's actually spur of the moment. So it's going to be a fun trip. But yeah, I just went, I get excited and I start talking about things that are completely unrelated to this particular podcast episode. It happens sometimes. I apologize. Can you tell?
You're good.
I do the radio thing, so I talk a lot. But what was my point? It was Allegiant Stadium. So yeah, I'm going to get to go take the tour, and then actually that'll be my first event inside the place next month when we go. And hopefully I can get some tickets to the Raider game, because that would be amazing as well. So as a firefighter, Marcel, I'm switching it back. You like how I'm reeling it in here? Do you have any stories in the time of, you said you're doing it for about 5 years now. I'm looking for good and bad. So have there been any, like, emotionally rough story? Oh, yeah, bring up the emotional stuff, JP. Sorry. But any, like, bad experiences, things that are just, like, that come along with the job? Have you experienced anything like that yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a part of the job. You know, we go on so many car wrecks. And like 90% of what we do is medical emergencies, you know? So, you know, we have to be able to handle someone having a stroke or a heart attack, a seizure, you know, anything like that. And definitely the most traumatic, like, scenes that I've been on are the wrecks on the highway. Yeah. Like, people just going, you know, way too fast. Someone gets cut off and runs into a concrete barrier. Those scenes are never fun to be on, especially when it doesn't turn out well and someone's deceased on scene. Yeah. Stuff like that. It can be hard to deal with for some. For me, not so much. Luckily, us firefighters have, you know, weird coping mechanisms where we like to joke around back at the station, and it's just, nothing's really affected me too bad like that on a big emotional level. But it's just because we just have, really great coping mechanisms for it.
Good. I'm not going to ask what those mechanisms are. I'm glad you do have them, and that's good. So now, on the flip side, have you saved a cat out of a tree yet?
we get that question a lot, and I actually have saved a cat out of a tree. So it's so funny and cliche. It's just weird. It's just a weird call that we never expect to go on, and sure enough, there was a cat right outside of our station, high up in a tree. And so, we had to pull the big ladder truck out and go and rescue this cat, I guess, and kind of just course him down the tree is what all I really did. And everything turned out great for that cat.
Good stuff, man. Forgive me, man. I just noticed your shirt is actually a silhouette of Lane and her drumsticks.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. See? Are those things for sale anywhere?
Yeah, man. So we have this manufacturer. It's a textile company that does a really great job. We get these high quality T-shirts. He screen prints them for us and ships them all to our house. And then once we get the orders in, we ship them out worldwide. And so, they're available right on our site.
There you have it. I'm thinking we should get a couple of those, Nick, and then we're going to send Marcel a couple of ours as well.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. I'd be happy to send you a couple. Yeah.
Sweet. What's your shift now? Do you do like 4 days straight and then like 4 days off type deal? How does that work for you?
No. In Texas, for the most part, our shifts are 24 on and 48 off. So,
okay.
That's a really great cycle we have going on. I know in California they have a weird schedule like that, and most departments they do like 4 days on, 3 days off,
right?
Or maybe it's like three on, two off, and then four on, and then five off. It's really weird in California. My grandfather was a firefighter there in San Jose, so I don't remember exactly how his schedule went, but here it's 24 hours on, 48 off.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick?
I think I want a job like that.
I know, man. It's always been, it's just the, if I had just stopped being a fat ass and lost some weight, I could do it. Because I used to be Mr. Athletic, man. I could be a fireman. I could go through all that grueling stuff. But
all you got to do is jump in the gym with me.
I know.
Do some MMA training.
There you go.
So this is going to air probably way after all that, right, Nick?
After I get my ass kicked?
Yeah, yes. I kind of want to tell Marcel what's going to happen here. And since this isn't going to air. Okay, so are you a fan of MMA at all, Marcel, the UFC?
Oh God, yeah. I follow the MMA. I watch every Saturday. I watch the fights, man.
Do you know who Josh Berkman is?
Josh Berkman?
Yeah.
Is he a fighter?
Yes.
Man, there's so many new fighters on the scene that
he's old.
I can't keep track.
Back UFC Ultimate Fighter season one.
No way.
He was in the UFC for, gosh, I don't know what, 6-7 years,
maybe? He's got one of the most craziest knockouts in UFC history where he basically just choked the guy out and the guy went limp and then he stood up over his body. Anyway, he's a badass. He's an official. His record speaks for itself. We had him on. That episode hasn't dropped yet. In fact, that's coming up here in a few weeks. But the interview, once it was over, we worked out a deal where he's actually coming to us here in a few weeks. And Nick is training right now, and there's going to be, and I shit you not, full-fledged exhibition fight. Nick versus Josh Berkman, and he's training jiu-jitsu right now. And we're not talking he's going to keep it easy on each other. This is a legitimate fight that he's going to go with one of the greatest UFC fighters ever. And I'm as the weeks and days approach and we get a little bit closer to this, I'm starting to get a little bit more concerned for you, Nick.
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I started taking some striking classes. So
yeah,
I went and picked up a strike bag for the house in my home gym. So I've got night training, morning training, added some mountain biking into the situation. I'm feeling pretty good. Not 100% confident yet, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're done here. Look up Josh Berkman KO on YouTube or something. You'll.
I'm sure I've seen him, man. There's so many fighters. Yeah. I can't keep track. Man, that's so cool. How long have you been training for this?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Have you, is this your first time getting into this sport?
I wrestled in high school and I boxed about 18, 20 years ago. I was actually pretty good at boxing. So I was ranked on the West Coast being really, really good. Anyway, haven't done anything in about 20 years. So just kicked up the weight training, kicked up the cardio, added a bunch of CrossFit, MMA, and then the jiu-jitsu. So 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu is sponsoring this thing. So we're really stoked on that. The guy took his time out of his day he's doing some personal lessons and then classes and stuff with me.
So, oh, man, it's so
I'm
cool.
Definitely going to lose. But it's going to be fun. It's kind of cool. I'm over 40, so it's one of those things where, I didn't think I'd ever be able to get into the shape I'm getting into again. So
it's it gets tougher with age, man. I'm only 32 and I dabble in jiu-jitsu a little bit. I'm not good by any means. A guy I work with is a purple belt and I've sparred with him and he, whooped my ass. And, it's such a good sport to stay in shape.
Yeah. Definitely some of the best training I've ever done. One of my best friends, Tony Kell, is ranked number one in the world in jiu-jitsu in men over 40. And the dude's a badass. And, just a normal dad like me, he took up jiu-jitsu about 3 years ago and kicked ass, and he's now ranked number one in the world.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That inspired me, and I'm like, okay, this dude's from Southern Oregon, just like us. He's a dad and over 40, so I'm going to do it. And
man, that's cool.
I'm not going to get ranked number one in the world. That's for
sure. But, you're number one in our hearts, Nick.
That's right.
I'm concerned. I'm not as concerned as where I won't be afraid to film you when you're bleeding on the mat, but
just make sure we have a lot of towels, probably some maxi pads, because that absorbs blood a lot better than band-aids. And some ice.
Put it right there.
Yeah, exactly. I have a feeling. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to have to wear some makeup and a hat or something for the next episode we film after the fight. I'm not going to look like me.
I have your ring name and nickname now.
What, little hamster?
No, Nick Maxie Martin. Coming to...
I like it.
Maxie.
Oh, yeah. Well, he Bossy said it.
Maxie pads.
Really, get Marissa on the ball. See if they can get a sponsor. I don't think Maxie wants to support the Dadcast, but hey, we'll take it, whatever. But yeah, that's coming up here in a few weeks. We're looking forward to that. All kinds of crazy things that are happening under the Dadcast umbrella, and one of them is Nick fighting a legitimate UFC fighter who's so good. I'm afraid for you.
Hey, we're also going rafting too with him, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's before the fight or after?
That's going to be after the fight. So you guys are going to control the boat, and I'm just going to lay there and wonder, what the hell did I just do?
Unless you got a broken limb, then we might have to postpone that.
We're not going that hard. I'll be fine.
When is the – I'm reeling it back in, Nick. When's the next – do you have a schedule for your videos that you do, Marcel, or is it just random whenever and then post them?
No, it's just random whenever we can make them. I usually record – sometimes I record like a week before, but whenever Lane is in a good mood, I'll hand her the sticks, pick a random song that I like and that I know. And we just rock out, man. It's fun.
Have you experienced any difficulties being a father yet, or just like the typical, you know, baby stuff? I mean, and then let me rephrase the question. What has the most difficult thing been for you so far as a dad, a new dad, mind you?
Definitely getting used to the sleep cycle. Cause man, I'm someone who loves and cherishes my sleep, and which I don't get a lot of as a firefighter to begin with. At the station, tones can drop at any minute, you know, in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden I go from a deep sleep to, my heart being jacked and having to be fully ready for whatever. And so like my sleep is already jacked up, and throw a baby in the mix where she might wake up 2 or 3 times a night. That's been the hardest part for me, getting used to the no sleep.
Right. Do you share that responsibility with mom? Like, okay, you get it this time, I'll get it this time.
Yeah. For the most part, when we first started out, we would rotate nights, but, I have to give it to her lately. She's been taking the reins on the night shifts. And I'm just so grateful that I have her, you know, my wife, to do that for me right now. And, luckily Lane's been sleeping pretty much all night, and she might get up one time. So, it's just so great. I don't know how people do this by themselves, like single parents. I don't know how they do it, man. Cause it's so difficult getting used to and getting used to the routine. And I'm just so thankful that I have my wife.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't kidding. Here's a little hack. When it came to the sleep, when my kids were babies, and for the record, this is what I'm about to tell you, has completely backfired in the long run, in the end game of this whole thing. But at the time, it was perfect. So I thought the baby should, you know, sleep in his or her crib, different room, maybe in the same room, but in the crib. Nope. Both kids slept in bed with us. And anytime there was, you know, they wake up or cry, they just roll over and start feeding. And it worked out so well because, you know, wham, boom, instantly stopped crying. Usually they're just hungry. And it worked out well. We got both of our sleep. It wasn't horrible. But now my 8-year-old, 8 years old, still wants to sleep in bed with us every single night. And it's been a absolute battle trying to get her to sleep in her own room, in her own bed. My son, he was fine after like 3 and a half. But oof. So there's good and bad.
Yeah, man, we started out with her sleeping in our bed for the first, I'd say like 6-7 months. And because it was just easier and she would sleep more. She would not sleep in her crib at all. And it was so hard getting her used to that crib. That period where you got to let him just cry it out for a little bit.
So hard.
Like,
difficult.
It was so hard having to hear that, just hear her cry. But we got through it, and now she's pretty much sleeping like a champ.
Right. It's much harder on us than it is the baby.
Yeah. So between you and your wife, when the baby's crying in the crib, who's the first to go get her?
It's usually, if it's at nighttime, it's my wife for sure. Like I am so bad at night about getting up. I just can't. Oh, it's so hard for me. But if it's like during the day, nap times and stuff, I'll try and go in there first.
So we're trying to get our baby to sleep in the crib. So my wife is all about the, just let him cry it out. He's not going to die. He's totally fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's going to think we don't love him. So
I fooled
after 5 minutes. I'm like, I'll just.
Nick, you've got 737 other kids. You've been through this before.
I know. I suck, dude. I'm the biggest sucker in the world. Like, I'm like, I do not want this little dude to think that I don't love him. And my wife is like, you're an idiot. Just let him cry. Yeah. So that's my life. Cocoa Melon and being a sucker.
Well, that's all right. You're doing it right, man. Because you know what? There's countless fathers out there. I don't even want to call them fathers or dads. There's countless males out there who have the opportunity and the honor of being dads, and they don't go through it. So,
yeah, I know.
All good, brother.
I don't know. I don't know how you could not just like love your child, even if you know situations at home are not ideal or whatever. Like, I couldn't imagine not being here for Lane like every day and just getting to see her face through life and everything that she does. It's just so awesome.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine either. I do not understand the wiring or the chemical makeup of the brains of the men who are absent. I don't get it. And I'm glad I don't get it no thanks.
I don't ever want it.
Yeah.
Like that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
What is one bit, and I know you've only got a year experience, Marcel, but if you were to impose a bit of fatherly advice to other fathers out there who will eventually watch this podcast in the future, maybe 10 years from now, what's one bit of Marcel's fatherly advice? Keep in mind, his baby just turned a year old.
Yeah. Man, that's a tough one. I would have to just say, just love your kid unconditionally, and just every kid is different. So you have to just adjust to your kid. Like there's no book out there or YouTube video that you can watch that will tailor specifically to your kid. You just gotta just go with the flow of your kid and know that everything's going to be fine and just love them to death.
That's hilarious. That's the one YouTube instructional video you can't find.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Marcel, I think we are nearing the end of our time here. I love doing these podcasts. I'm torn because, you know, one of our heroes and our unicorns we want to get on is Joe Rogan, obviously.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
And he does these, you know, they just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk 2-3 hours. I don't even know how they set it up. It's just all of a sudden, maybe their agents call or whatever. And they're like, we got to end this now. But I don't know how they do that. We try to keep ours at right about an hour. And I'm telling you, we could keep going and going and going. I love doing this so much. I love talking to other dads and just hearing their stories and their adventures and their whole path of fatherhood. And I wish you, good sir, the best of luck in raising your little baby as she gets older and hopefully getting that baby brother.
Oh yeah. And, of course.
And be forewarned, there's a thing called the teen years.
I know, if we're still doing Dadcast in 16 years, you're definitely coming back.
We gotta
know what's going on.
We'll let you know how to navigate your way through that. And by then it might be Grandpa Cast. Who knows?
That's right.
And of course, stay safe out there, man. We're stoked on what you do for a living, man. It's dangerous and it's honorable, and you know, stay safe out there, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Man, it was an honor to be on the show with you. Just thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. And the honor is all ours. Yeah. One thing I got to do. Oh, sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say thank you for taking time out of your day to do this, man. You're a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. On the day off. And as a rite of passage here, let me hit the right button. Oh, this is my daughter.
Hi, this is Avery. Thanks for listening to my dad on Dadcast.
I don't know if you can hear that, but and the rite of passage that we do every single time I have this board is one of these. Nope.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
Thank you once again, Marcel. Nick, it's been a pleasure. Till next time. And everyone out there, please check us out on all social media, Dadcast 2020. That may change in the near future. And the YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, do all that stuff at Dadcast Podcast. We will see all of you next week and next episode. Thanks for hanging out.